how can we strengthen this brotherhood and this sisterhood? One reminder over here is that although we speak about this high and amazing friendship, you put your hand in their pocket and you're there for them and they're there for you, and they sacrifice what they have and you sacrifice what you have for them, we have to also understand that the hadith have shown us that we have to also have barriers when it comes to friendship. And there's also limits when it comes to friendship. What are the limits? Where Allah draws limits. Or, so that's one, and where Allah instructs us by our intellect. You see two people sometimes so close with each other that it looks strange. Anybody says that these people aren't friends, they're just with each other too much. This isn't correct either, there's limits to friendship. So I'll just mention a few quickly over here. We have to uphold boundaries. One of them is respect. Unfortunately, some people believe that when you're friends, you can forget about everything, you can just speak comfortably. Comfortably is good, but when it comes to putting respect under question, that's a red line. You can use abusive language with them, you don't have to worry about their needs and their responsibilities and their rights, you just go all out and say, oh, we're best friends and you know we've known each other for so long. There's a beautiful hadith, the advice that Imam Ali gives to his son. He says that don't miss out on fulfilling the right of your brother relying on the fact that, oh, we have friendship between us, we're friends. Because, and I'm translating this, because فَإِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَكَ بِأَخٍ مَنْ أَضَعْتَ حَقَّهُ. The person that you don't feel fulfill their responsibility and their right, that's not a real brother to you. That's not a real akh to you. So one thing is that we have to be careful and draw lines when it comes to respect. Don't be disrespectful to each other. Yes, be comfortable, be friendly, be fun around each other, but don't be disrespectful to each other. That's very important. Point number one. Two, set certain boundaries. As we said, when a person from outside sees these two friends, they see that these people are being extreme in their friendship. They walk into each other's houses without notifying each other. They spend so much time with each other that it's become strange now. Or, for example, they're being with each other in a way that people find very strange. It's not normal.